2012. This year, one of Norfolk's most well-known retail names, Roy's of Wroxham, celebrates its 130th anniversary. Here we take a trip down memory lane.
Roy's is one of Norfolk's most famous retail names, synonymous with Wroxham as the world's largest village store. Its shops have been loved by generations of Norfolk residents and holidaymakers who've popped in for supplies while enjoying the Broads. Roy's was founded in 1895 by brothers Alfred and Arnold Roy, who opened their first general store in Coltishall. The store was a success, and they expanded, setting their sights on towns, and opened their second store in Dereham and a third in Hoveton St. John in 1899. This new store was a mile down the road from the main village of Hoveton, but Wroxham railway station was nearby, and so virtually all Roy's supplies came by train, with all addressed to Roy Brothers, LNER Station, Wroxham. This is how it started to become known as Roy's of Wroxham, despite it actually being in Hoveton. The Dereham store closed due to the First World War, and after the war the brothers bought Hunt's Bakery in Coltishall. In the following years and decades, the company flourished, centred around Coltishall and Hoveton. The former grew much of its trade from bakery and delivery rounds, and the latter from the growing popularity of leisure boating on the Norfolk Broads. Both locations had many expansions, opening additional buildings. In 1927, there was a major expansion and rebuild in Coltishall, which doubled the size of the store and featured two large window displays. It introduced men's and women's outfitters, improved the grocery, and the post office was moved into the new building next door. The same year, a grocery store was built in Hoveton, across the road from the main store and ironmongery. The Church Road side of the building featured information boards displaying the weather forecast, a map of the Broads, and a daily bulletin of important news and messages for holidaymakers. During the 1930s, Wroxham became known as the capital of the Broads and helped Roy's to win an accolade in a widely publicised competition as the world's largest village store, a title that has never been seriously challenged even to this day. Roy's would publish a price list of provisions for yachts each year, featuring an extensive list of products, often around 300 pages, that customers could pre-order for delivery to the boatyards. In the same decade, regular bakery customers received a special gift at Christmas, starting with a bread knife in 1933, and then for the following 5 years, a piece of china with an image of the bakery on it. As the years progressed, and as stores grew larger, and the adoption of cars meant customers could travel further, the delivery rounds were phased out. There was no space to expand in Coltishall, but there was in Hoveton, and the bakery and stores in Coltishall closed. In the 1960s, there was a large development to replace the original store and ironmongery next door in Hoveton with a department store, which opened in 1966. The company expanded in 1974, opening a store in Eton on the outskirts of Norwich. A further development in the early 1980s expanded the Hoveton department store and food hall, both of which doubled in size. The North Walsham store opened in 1992, and in 1994 the food hall was expanded again, becoming a large supermarket. The Eton store closed in 1995 when the site was sold to Waitrose. In 1995, disaster struck when a major fire destroyed the Hoveton department store. What remained was demolished and plans were started for a replacement. A retail warehouse was opened in an unused boat shed on Church Road to help trade continue in Wroxham and lessen the impact of the fire before the new store opened on July the 1st, 1996. The company again expanded significantly in the late 1990s, starting with a new store in Anglia Square in Norwich, which was replaced by a store across the road in Magdalen Street in 2000, in what was the Magdalen Indoor Market. The company returned to Dereham in 1996, opened a store in Thetford in 1997, and in Beauthorpe in 1999. Part of a co-op store was leased to Roy's in Sudbury in 1996, and then the whole store was taken over 2 years later in 1998 after the co-op closed. A store opened in Bury St Edmunds in 2001, but closed again in 2007. The company also expanded in more recent years, buying Wroxham Petrol Station in 2011, the first time there would be a Roy's actually in Wroxham, not Hoverton. A new store was opened in Beccles in 2012, and in 2013, Roy's bought the garden centre, Highway Garden and Leisure. The company has also embraced technology, developing its website into an e-commerce site in 2013, investing in solar panels on many of its stores, and in 2023, installing electric vehicle charging points in the Wroxham car park.